Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines are lit up. Bobby's in Alexandria on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Bobby, how you feeling today, man? New day in Washington.
Man, love everything about Take Daniels, all good. And I just noted, B. Mitch, he's in Detroit. There's some weather coming through there. And all I can say is this. If he needs to get home, his flight is canceled. You got to get on your back and fly in on your ears. And
hey, I'm not even there to fly in my ears.
No, that would be supersonic. And if not, I can fly my big ass ears over there and get him a jet just back, you know, just like a Learjet.
Hey, when is this weather supposed to be coming to Detroit?
I don't think Bobby actually knows the Detroit weather.
I say, when is this weather supposed to be coming to Detroit?
Oh, I think there's like a little front there. I've been watching the news, been watching
the
weather.
I'm saying when?
Stuff's, well, it's going to be tomorrow. When you're done, you're going to have to get home.
Yeah. Hopefully when it comes, I'm already back home.
Thank you for the call, Bobby.
All right, brother. Yeah.
Jeff tried to set me up. You wrote a good call on there. You imagine sitting on hold for 20 minutes to make an ears joke? Like, I haven't heard every ears joke on the planet.
Scotty's a little pissed off. He said that he ran up 4 flights of stairs, and Jeff had him on hold for 15 minutes, then let him go in right when he gets to the top of the stairs. He could barely breathe.
I mean, you got to be ready when your number's called, man. That's the way the world works.
Man. Don't go upstairs if you can't run up them.
Ray is in D.C. Ray, you fired up.
Yes, sir. What's up, B. Mitch? What's up, JP?
How you doing, bud?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm super excited about Jaden Daniels. I feel like he out Lamar Jackson. So glad we didn't get Drake May or J.J. McCarthy. Both of them boys are bums. They ain't going to be nothing but a Zach Wilson or Zach Wilson.
I don't want to waste Zach Wilson on nobody.
Yeah, I know. Me would be missed, but I'm Ohio State fan, so I seen J.J. McCarthy play. And even though they beat us the last 2 years, he not it. So, go Commanders. I see y'all. Season ticket holders. See y'all in September. Let's go.
All right.
I think if something happened, I think J.J. McCarthy was number 2 on the Commanders board, which I think will probably drive a lot of people crazy, but it also doesn't matter. So
wait, he was number 2? Not the guy that they, other people are mad at they didn't get?
You know, B.
Man, don't say that. You're going to make some people hurt themselves.
I don't want anybody to hurt themselves.
Yeah.
I just want to take calls and enjoy a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, damn it. Our guy, Jaden, is in Columbus. What up, Jaden?
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yep, we got you, buddy.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, I know. The last time I talked to you, I was a little not going after management or anything. They did some things that were interesting. But I mean, Jaden Daniels was a clear pick, and it couldn't, I mean, you can't, if anyone's not happy about it, I mean, I don't even know what they're seeing or not seeing. I mean, he was a clear choice. I mean, people say he had 2 first-round receivers, so did Joe Burrow, who also transferred there. So I think if you just go off precedent, they just had a transfer quarterback from Ohio State that balled out with 2 first-round receivers. That obviously is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And we just got a guy that did the same thing 3 years later. So it's nothing else but to be excited. And the good thing with this is if Jaden Daniels is a hit, who cares about the rest of the draft? Quarterbacks make everything look better. Look what C.J. Stroud did last year. Everyone's talking about their O-line isn't good, just like how we're talking about our O-line isn't good. Good quarterbacks are going to mask everything. So hopefully Jaden Daniels is a hit, because everyone was saying the Texans didn't have a good roster, all this stuff. I already just bet Skins to win the NFC East. So that's kind of how I'm feeling.
What kind
of
odds you get on that?
I got plus 550 on that.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. I think your quarterback makes everything look better. So
appreciate you, Jaden. Thanks,
you
buddy.
You know what the thing about it, though? I want to address the fact that everybody can say, oh, he had 2 first round receivers. Have you ever heard those receivers complaining about him? Because that's what first round receivers do. They complain about a horrible quarterback. Nobody complained. When he threw balls to him, were they running in stride catching it? Yes, they were, right? So just because your receivers are good doesn't mean that the quarterback is just not good. Joe Montana had one of the best receivers ever, but he hit him in stride all the time. We don't knock Joe Montana. We don't knock anyone that throws the ball where it's supposed to be. And when you normally have top-notch receivers, they are the biggest prima donnas in the world. These guys never did that.
Can I ask a question, Brian?
Yes.
How would you rate Ja'Marr Chase as a as a college player? Was he a pretty good player?
He didn't even play it last year, did he?
No. He sat it out because he was very nervous of COVID. Not because he just wanted to maintain his health for the NFL draft.
Exactly.
Ja'Marr Chase, his final playing season at LSU, had, I mean, listen to this number, 84 catches for 1,780 yards. His YPC was 21.2. 21.2 yards per catch. Now, Ja'Marr Chase, obviously a fantastic football player. But are you aware, Brian, that that 2019 LSU team, which many consider, and I consider one of the greatest offensive college football teams I've ever seen, they also had another receiver who at the time may have only been a junior, I think? A kid by the name of Justin Jefferson. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
He had 1,540 receiving yards that year. And Brian, do you remember who the quarterback was on that team?
Wasn't it Burrow?
It was a fellow by the name of Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
That's right. And he threw for 60 touchdowns that year.
Yeah.
Did anybody say, oh, you can't like Burrow because he's got two first-round wideouts?
No. See, I addressed this last night, and Grandmama, who called earlier, addressed it again. A lot of that still plays in the media, and the guys got to understand, people see through your BS. When you try to have these arguments that don't make sense, you're telling on yourself a lot.
It's just you can't – listen, did he have great receivers to throw it to? Yes. Bryce Young, I mean, when you play at elite colleges, like most of these elite quarterback prospects do, they tend to have great receivers.
Hey, how many people in the pros you see the receivers complaining about the quarterback? A lot.
Fairly often,
okay? So if it says you have great receivers, you're going to be great, that lie is automatically dispelled naturally. So let's stop that.
Well, how about
– I'd rather just come out and say why you don't like it. Give me the real facts and don't give me the BS.
How about C.J. Stroud, who I think had a pretty good rookie season, right?
Yeah, but somebody tried to make him out – oh, he's dumb. He didn't pass this test.
Well,
he picked every damn team apart that he played.
C.J. Stroud was throwing the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr., Emeka Abuka, and Jackson Smith and Jigba. Are we knocking Stroud for it?
Let's see. What, are those guys bad?
No, they're good.
Yeah.
I think some of the stuff is silly.
Some of the excuses and the reasons are lame. And you know what? I'm going back to being that guy. Okay? I'm making a lot of different things today. I became, like, nice to people. Just because I'm with them and I work with some people. Now, I'm going to just call your BS some BS straight off the bat. We're going to see how this thing goes. And if we got to get into like a battle royal after this, we can do that too. I don't give a damn. We can have pay-per-view. I guarantee you we'll be number one every damn second of the day then.
I think you're
Let's
right.
Let's go with it.
I think the stream will certainly jump. Jay is in Columbia. Jay, how you feeling today?
JP, B. Mitch, how we doing?
What up, brother?
Hey, I want to let you know, JP, it was a pleasure being here at the Masters, man. Love your demeanor. You're a real guy. You always take my call. Respect for you, man. Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, man. Great to meet you, too.
Oh, yeah, but as a for the draft, I
was. Did he buy you an egg salad sandwich?
Nah, I ain't eat that down there, B. Mitch. I love the pulled pork, though. But, Nah, JP, and B-Mitch, happy about this pick, Jaden Daniels. We needed it. Again, I tell everybody what's crazy is, JP, as soon as you left, Ryan Fitzpatrick came in. He talked about the X's and the O's and the Jimmys and the Joes with the Commanders. We're out of the X's and the O's phase. This is the Jimmys and the Joes. This is our change of plan. New staff. We got a quarterback who, you know, doesn't fall under the UNC train. So I'm glad we didn't get May. So we got a quarterback, you know, agility. Dual threat. I mean, I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. This was a great pick, and I'm ready for this season. Yes, sir.
Hell yeah, Jay. Thanks, buddy. Great to see you.
Hey,
Augusta.
You know who's happy?
Yes, sir.
JP, I just got a text. You know who's very happy? My son.
Oh, yeah.
You
LSU
know he
fan.
With LSU. He's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Dad, y'all got Jaden Day fire.
Dude, I told you I got that text from a quarterback coach like last week when I was kind of trying to figure out what the league thought, and it was – you know, Drake could develop into a 10-12-year starter that keeps you a contender. And I think great Drake may develop into that. But what he said was, Cliff with Jaden is gasoline on a fire. And I just think that's accurate, man. I think this thing could go.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Big Jake is in Chantilly. What up, Big Jake?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling,
welcome,
pal.
Man.
We are pumped. We are pumped up in Washington. It's obvious that Jaden was the pick. He was people like the same people that would pick at Jesus Christ when he came back would pick at Jaden. He's got, he can do everything. You know about the receivers. You got to get the ball to the receivers. If you ain't got enough arm strength to throw it, they ain't going to catch the ball. My second thing is, why did the Falcons pick Penix? Okay, and I may be totally wrong, but they got Captain Kirk for 4 years, I believe. So the captain, within 4 years, they want to go to the Super Bowl, right? They don't want, you know, 500, whatever. So now I got Penix. At the end of the draft, I'm going to go back to teams and say, who needs a quarterback? I got Michael Penix. They say, well, we need a quarterback. I say, off your team, I don't have draft picks. I want this guy. This guy's in the Pro Bowl, and I want another guy, and you can have Penix. That's the way I would work it if I was the Atlanta Falcons GM. And thanks so much, guys. Appreciate the time. Great to talk to Finley and the greatest return man in the history of the NFL, B. Mitch.
Appreciate care, you, guys. Bro.
Thanks, Big Jake. Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
I like all of Jake's stuff there, but I still think that those people look at Kirk and they look at the limitations and they look at Penix and they look at the ceiling. And I think that they feel if Kirk doesn't get them more in these next 2 years, he got a 2-year deal and they're going to move on to the next guy.
Yeah. I get Kirk's probably pissed. Kirk's agent definitely seems pissed. I don't know if you saw his comments last night.
This is where I'm at with this, Jay. Quarterback, we always say the most important position in sport. They got to be the most mentally tough people in sports. They're the weakest son of the SOBs in the world. I almost said the word.
Right.
They're the weakest SOBs in the world.
But
because they don't ever want to have anybody around them. Everybody else got to compete. And if you are that guy and you believe in yourself, you don't worry about no damn body else coming up.
Going one step further, with Kirk, Minnesota had basically a full guaranteed contract for this year and then a second year where it wasn't all guaranteed, but if it was going well, I'm sure they'll just keep him on, right? And Kirk went to Atlanta just so he could get more guaranteed money. And I'm not mad at him, but, like, you had the best scenario in Minnesota. Like, you had the coach you like. You had the best one of the best receivers in football. Like, you had it all there. And you came here for the cash. Now, they have made a decision that you're probably not going to like, but, like, maybe you shouldn't have left, dude.
Bruh, there is nobody on the offensive roster of the Atlanta Falcons that's better than Justin Jefferson.
No, there might not be anybody in the NFC that's better than Justin Jefferson.
So, and when you are as a receiver in this NFL, I mean, as a quarterback in this NFL, and you leave that receiver, you just told me what you're about. You were trying to go – look, Kirk is smart. He's made his money. But see, in the league today, you don't have to be great to make money. The people before you were great, and that's what you made a lot of money based off of that fact. The people that fought for you to get the rights to be franchise players and free agency, they got you that money. His play didn't necessarily get that. Because if you had to win playoff games and make money, dude would not make a lot of money.
You know who helped Kirk make a lot of money?
Who that?
Two relatively, at least when it comes to a football organization perspective, buffoons in Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen. Because they never got the early deal done. Then they set him up on the franchise tag track. And then that became the baseline to pay him when he became a free agent. And he had the Jets and the Vikings fighting over his services when they should have traded him. Like, they botched that thing 80 different ways.
They did, but you know what, though? He was playing the game with them, too.
Sure.
He never was going to sign back. He was going to wait that out because that's the rules, and he was going to move.
Yeah.
I sat there in that same hotel that I stayed at in Minnesota. I had a conversation with him at the little coffee thing, and he was giving me all this stuff. And when I left, I said, this guy is so full of ish. And I knew he wasn't going to be coming back there.
Well, I don't blame him for being full of ish, considering the organization and everything that was going on.
No, but I'm just saying,
just go get paid. But
then don't tell me certain things if you don't mean it. Tell me the truth.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. One more call.
I might pee back on your leg.
Wayne is in Bowie. Wayne, how you feeling, buddy?
Hey, guys. Long time no talk to B.
What's up, Wayne?
We got another guy. Going to take it to the house. His name is Jaden Daniel. And he's going to go in business with me. And we're going to open up a restaurant. And B. Mitch, you be honorary captain, okay, my man? Because you didn't want to go in business with me. Take it to the house, Jaden Daniels. Let me tell you something. One thing I want to tell you is this. Craig Hoffman, love him, listen to him every day. But he's a hypocrite. In several words, he's saying, May, best quarterback in the draft. Yeah, well, last night and the day before, and when we chose Jaden Daniel, best quarterback, he got all the ups. I say, what you talking about? I thought May was your man. See, I noticed a lot of people early February and March was on the May, Drake May bandwagon. Now that we chose a Lamar Jackson, Randall Cunningham type, now they switching, act like they've been on that bandwagon all along. But
if I may, it's entirely possible that like his opinion changed as he talked to people and maybe watched more film. Hoff's my guy, who knows? Jeff, is that who I think it is on line two? Because if it is, I'll take him. And then we got to go. I'm going to take it hot. So let it. Hey, all right. I'm talking to a man of the cloth. You're not getting any opportunity to talk to Jeff. I'm taking you straight on the air. Rev T, you are on the air. Keep it clean. Rev.
You know, JPB, Miss Jeff, last field in my 106.7 The Fan. I could be in my Simmons about certain things. If B. Mitch, you my brother, you know what I'm talking about. But right now, though, in this moment, since around about the 8:30 hour, I just been having a feeling inside myself. I cut myself when I was at work, B. Mitch, and guess what? I started bleeding.
What's that?
Burgundy and gold. I woke up this morning and I started to wash my face, and the water started trickling down from the faucet from the shower. And for some reason, maybe it was what I smoked this morning, I started seeing burgundy and gold. So what I'm just trying to tell you here in the DMV, the people's hype man, right? How I feel about now about Jaden Daniels, Youngblood, right? JD setting the people free here in the DMV. Hell to the Cabambas. Hell to the Gabamas. Hell to the Burgundy Gold. And guess what? I believe in them coaches. I believe in them players. Believe. It's a new day. It's a new era in the DMV. And guess what? I'm all in. I ain't all in for week one. I'm all in for 10 years. Let's go. JD, welcome to DC, young blood. Believe. Watch with me. Y'all know who this is. The people's hype man. Rev T. Ow. Watch with me.
Thank you, Reverend.
All right, brother, man.
Jeff, did you hear it? There was one line in the Rev sermon where I almost had to hit him with a pause.
What'd he say?
He was talking about this feeling deep inside of him. I was like, yo, Rev, keep it clean, man. We got kids listening.
Boy, y'all crazy as hell.
Santana Moss joined.
There are eras that move on. I can't wait for the pause era to move the hell on.
B and Santana next.
Tana is here now, baby. He just walked in.
You tell the Tana man I say hello. I'm going to meet Jaden Daniels, and we'll all be back in studio Monday. B and Santana next. Landfill's doing origami.
All right, B Mitch of Philly, 106.7 The Fan, as we come to you live from the Buffalo Wild Wings here in Detroit, Michigan, where the NFL draft is on its second day. Washington picked Jaden Daniels last night. They have five picks today. And JP, myself, and I'm sure Santana as well, wishing that they get out of that 100 pick because that means we can leave a lot sooner. The B. Mitchell Finley Show is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find a contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. That's R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. And also, this is the Vodka Red Bull Friday, and it's powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. So joining me now is my man, 8-9, Santana Moss. Tanner, we sat there last night. We all were thinking that they were going to get Jaden. And I was telling them earlier, right when the pick came up, I got nervous as hell.
Yeah.
You, I think, said the same thing last night. You felt like you were about to get drafted. Your feelings and how you feel now that they chose him.
I mean, no question, man. We was all nervous because, you know, everybody who's, I guess you can say, who don't root for us, they was kind of rooting for us last night. They was wanting, making sure that we got that pick right. And I think when you look at some of the things that have already transpired with just the new ownership, you know, this new coaching staff, you want everything to go as right as it possible so this team can actually have a chance to get back to what we're trying to get back to. So I think that solidifying that second pick in the first round, our first guy that we was going to choose, that was very vital for our team going forward, and I'm glad it was Jaden Daniels because I feel like all week long and weeks before this week, you heard so many different, I guess you can say, musical chairs when it came to the quarterback position. And I'm saying to myself, like, you got to be kidding me if you don't think that the Heisman winner of this past season not the best fit for this team when it comes to what we're trying to do and go forward. So I'm glad we got it right.
A lot of people are saying, well, he had two top-notch receivers, so he's supposed to be good.
That's not an indictment on him. You know?
But you've been around a long time. Just because the receivers are good don't mean the damn quarterback is good.
That
quarterback got to throw it to the right spot, don't they?
This game is hard. And you know, you play the position. You know, you play at a high level. And, bro, like, the things that the quarterback has to do for these organizations, man, is beyond just hitting the receivers. You know, you have to be able to, you know, be at ease in that pocket. You have to know when to tuck that ball and say, I'm going to go get this thing with my legs. And you saw all that from this kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know, when I heard all that stuff leading up to this draft, I'm like, I understand now. You understand that he played phenomenal enough to win the Heisman, but you're trying to nitpick at anything possible to try to say what would be a reason he don't belong at that pick. And it's okay. When someone is going at you that way, that means you earned the right to be the number two overall pick and maybe the number one, but we knew Chicago had their guy. So I'm just happy, man, it's behind us. And now let's see what we can do going forward, man. We got the second and third round, man. I'm hoping we can solidify some of the other needs, and one that's obvious is the offensive tackle position.
B. Richard Finley, 106.7 The Fan, talking to Santana Moss. Tanner, you played with 15 quarterbacks, am I right?
15.
15 quarterbacks in your 14-year career. So you know a little bit about what's good and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
When you see Jaden Daniels, does he answer the questions of what it takes or what he has to be a great quarterback?
You know, off the bat, the first thing I'm looking at is how does he dissect defenses. You know, I have watched some film on him, and it seems to me he's reading things. You know, he's not just one of those guys that's just stuck on one guy waiting for him to get open. I watched him go through his progressions. I watched him hit, you know, throw dimes. I watched him throw deep balls. I watched him throw intermediate passes. I saw this kid do everything that you would ask from a quarterback. And you're a quarterback, so you could tell me better than I know. It seemed to me that he checked all boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, not only that, he's a difference maker. So if a guy can throw the ball, if he's accurate, if he can throw the deep ball, if he can get those two wide receivers that's supposed to be good, you got to think about it. The wide receivers is only as good as your quarterback.
Yeah,
so, you can say what all you want to say about those guys outside, which they are great, but he made them great. He made them better, put it like that. You know what I mean? So if he can do all that and still go out there and hold his job down by throwing for 3,000 yards, rushing for another 1,000 yards, putting up 50-something-plus touchdowns, darn right, he deserves to be that guy, and darn right, he's going to be able to do that on this level. But we all know this level is a lot different, you know, and that's one of the things you can't take for granted. You're going to come in there, you're going to see things differently. These defensive coordinators are going to show you pre-snap reads and see if you can, you know, read things and see if you're smart enough to be able to dissect it once they change things at the snap of the ball. So a lot of that stuff is going to come too, but that's why you have the coaching staff to be able to prepare him for what's to come. So I think he fits and he checks all the boxes when it comes to what we wanted. Mm-hmm. And now he's got to go out there and get fine-tuned to play on this level.
When you said you watched film on him,
yeah,
I smiled. Mm-hmm. Because how often do we hear everybody that has a mic in front of them say they watch film?
Yeah, I watch tape.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you were to watch a drive, mm-hmm. it'll take you some hours or so to yeah. watch it because you're watching different things to let you know.
Yeah.
I call most people on the radio, TV, that say I watch film on a guy, mm-hmm. they watch TV.
Yeah.
Because if they're shooting me all that BS that they shoot,
mm-hmm.
you damn well ain't watching
you ain't
film. You're watching
film.
Highlights.
Yeah, you're watching highlights.
You know? So I laugh at that stuff. But as we move forward, and I know we had a lot of calls today, are very ecstatic, but there are some people that were concerned about him being protected.
Yeah.
Not him protecting himself. I think that's something that Adam Peters has already discussed. They will talk to him about that. You are no longer trying to impress people, dude. You're a CEO now.
Yep.
But they're going to have to get some offensive linemen. And mm-hmm. a lot of guys went early last night. We saw that run of tackles go.
Mm-hmm.
You still see some guys? I know you watch a lot of film with Logan and mm-hmm. London and all those guys. Do you see guys left in the second, third round they could possibly get that can make this offensive line better? Because, you know, fans think it's only first rounders.
Yeah.
You could get a second rounder that might be damn good. He might have just slipped a little bit because things moved too fast last night.
No question. I mean, one of the guys that stood out, and it's crazy because I was asking myself that question last night. Man, who's left? But, you know, you have to go out and do your research. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. As I'm going through some of the lists that we talked about throughout the, you know, my days and, you know, talk the shows that me and Logan and Fred do on Command Center, one of the names that stood out is Patrick Paul. You know, we have his brother.
Chris.
And, you know, and so when I go back, I say, okay, he's a guy that's valuable. You know, I had to put my phone up because I had to, you know, I can't, you know, I'm bad with names. I forget names all the time. It's a guy, Kingsley Sotomayote. I don't know how to pronounce a name to save
yeah,
my life.
JP and I tried to say that name last night.
But he's available.
I mean, today, earlier.
So there's a ton of guys and a ton of great talent still left. It's just all about who fits what we're trying to do. You understand? Yeah. They have a couple of swing players, too, that's available. A guy, too, who played left and right, you know, tackle that maybe that might fit our mold, too, because, you know, yeah, we have a right tackle and we also have a backup left tackle. But what if one of those guys go down and we need a guy to switch? So there's a lot of guys that's still available. And that's one of the things that these fans have to understand, that there's Hall of Famers in this league right now that's been picked up in these later rounds, this second, third, and fourth are still great.
Some of them wouldn't even draft it.
Yeah, and bingo. So, you know, I don't get caught up into the rounds anymore because you see the running back position. You know, you get – now these guys are being, you know, I guess you can say pushed down the line to those later rounds. So you can get a lot of great talent. Now it's all about what guy fits what we're trying to do offensively.
And I think when you look at this thing now, you know, it's excitement around. And I'm super excited. And I think a lot of people that are – so furious about, oh, they got to address the offensive line. Did you forget about what they did in the offseason?
Yeah.
Okay, I call him Title Badass. His name is Biotic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that dude can play.
Yes.
And he's a mauler.
Yes.
And then you look at Nick Allegretti,
mm-hmm.
a tough dude. Dude that shoulder messed up, I'm playing anyway.
Yep.
But I said, I'm playing anyway.
Yep.
You know, we have those type of guys who I think is in that interior now, Allegretti.
Mm-hmm.
Biotis and also Cosme.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Right tackle, I think, in Wally. Wally had a rough year last year, but I think Wally has shown over the years how good he can
mm-hmm.
be. You need to now address the left tackle. And I think right now Cornelius Lucas is damn good enough
to
hold on until a young guy that they may get today
mm-hmm.
could come along and grow.
Yeah.
But offensive coordinators can help out a left tackle.
Bingo.
You know? I heard guys that came through here say, oh, I don't believe in the chipping. Why the hell not? I got bad shoulders today because I chipped all the time.
You don't know football.
CP, chipped all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they find someone and that guy can just take over later on,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a problem because
not a problem at all.
The quarterback position, you need to get one that could come in now if you're going to draft him high.
No doubt.
But the offensive line position, they could grow into that.
Yeah, it's vital, too. I mean, yeah, true. We need that guy that can be able to protect our quarterback blind side. But with some of the names you just basically, you know, talked about, we have some potential guys that can do that. Cornelius, that's why they brought him back. I mean, he showed last year that he can be one of those assets for us. And, he, and he's a veteran. He knows how to play this game. So just because we get somebody today or you know, later today or tomorrow, that doesn't mean that guy's going to come in and be ready to start anyway. So a lot of these guys that we have here, trust me, these coaches are in a spot that they're in for a reason. They know what they have, and they know that's why we didn't see them shoot their gun last night. That's why we didn't see them make any move that they haven't made thus far since they've been here. They've shown us that they're going to become calm, easy, and direct with every decision that they make. And last night was another case of that, showing us that, hey, we got our guy, and we don't have to rush for these other guys because – we have people in place, but we also have a guy in mind that we can probably get later.
I talk to these fans every day from 10 to 2, and I know sometimes they get tired of me because I'm direct and I say things that they may not want to hear, okay? But I'll ask you this question, and this will be the last one before we get out of here. This team finished last season, and they were at a certain point.
Yeah.
Adam Peters and his crew rolled in, and they had a damn offseason of all offseasons. Mm-hmm. They started off the draft by picking – who some have said today was ranked higher than any other quarterback in the draft, even Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. Is this team better now than it was when the season ended?
I mean, when you look at some of the free agent acquisitions, that alone will tell you that, yeah, we have a lot of better players that's on the team. But you and I know, man, that don't mean diddly. You hear me? You don't
so go out on there, paper they better.
On paper they are. If we get until we get between them white lines, that's when they gonna have to show us. And you know, we both not from Missouri, but we definitely gotta be shown.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm going into this season. I understand the fans. I love you. That's why I'm still in the DMV, because you guys won me over from day one since I came into that, you know, to the DMV area. But it's okay to be hyped. It's okay to be excited. It's okay to be ecstatic. All that and above. We show these emotions year in and year out. But don't shoot your wad so early. Let these guys show us who they're gonna be. Like they have been doing thus far with the way they've been orchestrating everything. And then we'll have a chance to celebrate at the end of everything. But let them go out there and put this thing together. Go out there and get this practices and stuff going on. And then we can probably sit out there and dictate what we got going on as far as this season, where we're going to see a postseason or not. I know we all banking on it because who we have. But they have to go out there and do a job and let them do their jobs.
Fan is short for fanatical. And you have no problem with that. You can do what you want to do. Be fanatical, believe in his team, allow these people a time to work. And not every bad thing, every little thing that might have happened, every bump in the road needs everybody to lose their mind, because you know what? It is no longer the old regime. It is something new now. And since Josh Harris has taken over, the man has done everything he said he was going to do. He paid $6 billion for the team. He's still investing money on a regular basis to make the fan experience better. He's trying to make sure that he gets the best players, best coaches, and everything alike. So give them time to go out there and do some things, because I know when you take your first job, you don't want nobody coming to you the first day telling you how bad you did. You want to give you a little love and respect, too. Tanner, man, appreciate you taking some time. We're going to take a quick break here. We get back, we're going to get some little bets in. JP is already 0-1 because we don't bet today, do we, Landfill? We just find out who won what.
That's right.
I'll take a break. And before I go, though, listen, you always hear me talking about doors, hear me talking about windows. And one thing about that, I'm going to tell you, it also gives you tax breaks. Okay? It helped me out tremendously this year because I had a ton of doors and windows installed in my house. I reached out to my guy, Paul Henry, at Paul Henry's Windows. Paul came in. He took care of me. He was open. He was honest. Didn't try to oversell me. He took care of things the way they're supposed to be taken care of. He got it all done right the first time. And as I said, Paul did such a great job in my house. People were passing by. They saw his number. They called him. He did some work for them, and they all been ecstatic. And they say, man, B. Mitch, thank you for introducing us to him. I didn't introduce you to him. You saw his work. You saw his car in my house. I mean, his truck in my house. You saw the number. You called him. But he did a great job. And that's why I will tell you, if you're looking to put windows and doors in your house, reach out to my guy, Paul Henry. Right now, you can call him and you can get 10% off each window with the 5-window minimum and 10% off each door. So contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. Listen, right now, Paul is about to do, I have a little walkway. He's redoing that. He's putting some more doors in my house. I have to get some garage doors now. Okay, and I want to get the doors on my detached garage done to make sure everything is right, secure, so I won't have a lot of that energy leaking out. Windows make your utility bill go down. Good windows will do that, and I guarantee it. So reach out to Paul right now, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
All right, B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitchell Finley coming to you live here where JP had to get over to Commanders Park. You're going to have the press conference, Jaden Daniels, at 2:30. Make sure you tune into that. Also, we've been streaming so much. Tune into the stream. I'm not on the stream because I'm out here. But you know what? My computer is fixed. I talked. Apple called me. They told me it's going to take a week. They already finished with it. So I'll be back on the stream whether I'm in studio or not next week. But B. Mitchell Finley Show is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find you a contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. That's R-U-U-D. And if it ain't rude, it ain't right. And this is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. It's presented by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made. Amazingly smooth and loved throughout the DMV. Listen, man, the team got better yesterday. We have some excitement. Josh Allen, Josh Harris and his crew has been doing a great job. And they expect to get better today. So you know what? If you are a fan of Washington, and I know people have been telling me since I've been here, whether you want to see Redskins, Commanders, or football team, it's Washington. Burgundy and gold. If you're a fan of them, be happy about the team. Try to support them and cheer things and try to move forward. And let's see what happens if we can all get behind our team. And now I believe we have the people that are going out there doing the things necessary to get better. So if they're doing that, at least we can give them is our support. Landfill, Jeff, who won the week? And we'll get people ready for the weekend.
I believe I won the week, B. Mitch. I bet on the Rangers yesterday because Anthony Haney was pitching, and they did win. So I'm going to claim the victory.
All right, so what was my bet last night?
You took the Knicks plus five, and they lost by more than five.
I wasn't asking you. I was asking Landfill.
This is my segment, bro.
Apparently, it was the Knicks.
Landfill told me I bought y'all food, so I won.
That is true. I did give him I administratively gave him the win because he bought us lunch.
Hey, look, I admire the good deed that you did in buying us lunch. But when it comes to the stats on her to here first, unfortunately, you came in second place, Brian.
Okay, well, did you come in first?
No, I did not.
Okay,
I came in last. You want to hear that?
So
you
want to hear
that? I came in last.
You came in first. You have the right to say I came in first. And next time I buy food, Jeff don't get no damn food since he's going to be in last.
Landfill didn't even come in first.
Who came in first?
JP.
He's not here. He can't win.
He lost today. He can't win.
Yeah, he left. That's a two-win penalty, leaving.
Yeah, on a Friday when you leave early, you lose two games.
Hey, I'm just saying.
We make these rules as we go.
Either way, he got more wins than everybody.
Hey, I'll just say this. If you all listen to this show, you know that we are not always on the same wavelength. We're a little off-kilter, but you know what? We have fun, and we love each other, and we want to make sure you all keep calling into the show. So I want to thank Santana for coming over and joining me today. PFT commenter joining us as well. All the people that called in today and showed their love or displeasure for what the Commanders did last night, that's your opinion. You know what? But if you are a Commander fan, find a way to cheer for your team. God bless you, and I hope the team get better tonight, tomorrow, and we'll see you on Monday so we can discuss everything that happened this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We love y'all. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you Monday. Peace.